Seattle's Morning News. Let's talk about sleep. Many of you feel jet-lagged this morning, don't you? In fact, you feel jet-lagged every Monday, even though you got a lot of sleep the night before. It turns out the reason may be not just the amount of sleep you're getting, but when you get it. So let's call the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Apparently, the latest research is finding out that it isn't enough just to get your 7 or 8 hours of sleep, but if you shift your sleeping and waking times by too much, that can leave you jet lagged.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, it's really, this is a fascinating study that just came out here. So it turns out that there's a phenomenon called social jet lag. Social jet lag doesn't have to be just partying or social activities. It can actually be you staying up late during the week and trying to prepare for your next day at work or something like that. So it does, although the name implies that it's social related, it can actually be due to anything, even work related. Now, the concept is just that you have your own biological clock. And so in that biological clock, we have certain hours of the day that we're supposed to be asleep and other hours of the day that we're supposed to be awake. And those are kind of pre-programmed. And when you get off of that schedule, it turns out that it can have significant negative effects. Now, we've actually known for a long time that not getting enough sleep was related to these diseases. But what we didn't know is that if it was tied to your actual sleep cycle and being off of your circadian rhythm, that it could be a problem.
And it doesn't take that big a change in your sleep schedule to have this effect, right?
What they found in the study was that with every 1 hour that the sleep was shifted, so this is shifted from where you should be sleeping, mm-hmm. that you are about 11% more likely to have heart disease as diagnosed by a doctor. In addition, for every 1 hour shift that occurred, there was a 28% higher likelihood of the person involved in the study reporting their health as being poor or fair compared to otherwise reporting it as being excellent. So it appears that getting off of your schedule can actually have an effect that carries through for a long period of time going forward.
And it's not just fatigue. It actually is linked to heart disease.
That's the point of the study, was they were looking at the physiological effects of shifting your sleep. Like I said in the past, we focused a lot in the past about why sleep is important. And we know that sleep is important because it has effects on having healthy brain function and emotional well-being. We know that it has important effects for our physical health. For example, sleep is involved in healing and repair of our heart and our blood vessels. So it's super important that we get enough sleep. And sleep deficiency is linked to an increased risk of heart disease, kidney disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, and it increases the risk of obesity. And in fact, in people who are trying to lose weight, they lose weight more slowly if they're not getting enough sleep. So we've understood these things about the health benefits of getting enough sleep in the past, but we've never really looked before at what happens when we get enough sleep, but it's not on the right cycle.
What do you do if you're on a swing shift and it's just impractical to stick to that sleep schedule through the weekend?
Well, that's a great question. And we actually know that to be a problem, that those people actually have a higher incidence of obesity. They have a higher incidence of the other diseases I already mentioned, of heart disease, kidney disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and stroke. So we know that those people have a significant problem. And it's in part because they're not getting enough sleep. And part of the reason they're not getting enough sleep is because they're off of cycle. But now we're finding that it's also because they're off of cycle that it's an issue. So it's the being off of cycle plus the inadequate number of hours of sleep that are both problematic for them.
And then the temptation is going to be to take some kind of a sleeping pill.
You know, sleep aids are unfortunately not really associated with good quality sleep. And so it's really much preferable if you can get sleep that is accomplished without a sleep aid, because these sleep aids, they interfere with the deep levels of our sleep and they tend to have a hangover effect the following day, leaving us tired. So sleep aids, although they may be necessary to get some sleep, it's just not the same quality of sleep when it can be achieved naturally.
Yeah. So the bottom line here is, don't just get enough sleep, stick to your sleep schedule as closely as possible.
In addition, the quality of sleep is really important. And a lot of people who snore may have a condition called obstructive sleep apnea. And obstructive sleep apnea is a condition where people wake up from their sleep because they stop breathing. And this can happen 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times an hour. It can happen really quite frequently. And so if you're a snorer, you probably need to see a sleep doctor and get a sleep study done, because you may be getting enough sleep in terms of hours, and you may be sleeping on your appropriate sleep clock, but the quality of your sleep is bad, and that's just as deleterious as the other two things we've already mentioned.
Didn't realize sleep could be so hard. I'm amazed the species has endured this long. Dr. Gordon Cohen joins us every Monday morning on Seattle's Morning News. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Dave.